What is going on,
everybody?
We are back after a little bit of hiatus during Blizzard 2022. It snowed probably a foot outside already today, less than 12 hours. It's a bold one out there. Looking back on it, you guys will know exactly what I'm talking about. So we are here in the office doing up some content.
Gotta make the content.
It is king. So we are here today with the Morning Cup. Welcome back. We are getting on Steady States train today, where they're based out of, I believe, San Diego, California.
St. Diego.
And, you know, they got some pretty cool branding. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty cool. The name of this one is called El Mezcal, which
I love a good mezcal. So
yeah.
So it tastes like one.
Yeah. Do they have the notes on the bag?
They do.
All right. I'm going in blind. But it is a Mexican coffee. I do know that. It's
from Chiapas, Mexico.
Chiapas. All right. And their whole thing is coffee with a distinction. Like I said, their branding's pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty dope.
Pretty clean, nice, light, earth tones, some nudes in there. It's really nice.
Yeah. No, really. I love the color palette.
Our coffee philosophy: we strive to present coffee to our guests the way the nature intended them to be, roasting them to bring out the flavors of coffee's varietal processing and terroir. I don't know what that word is. Knowing that a coffee can only achieve greatness if the base ingredient is top rate to begin with. We work closely with our farmers and importers to source the best green coffee from around the world. We are fortunate to have been working with some of our partner farms for many years, and they're going to continue growing those relationships. I'll say this. Also on their website, they got a $39 bag of coffee.
Interested.
Super interested. It's a Panama coffee. They change the color per bag. This is like a green bag. That's pretty cool.
So per roast or per variety?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what they do, but like I said, coffee with a distinction. State Street was born from the love of all things coffee, from its role in our daily routines to the ceremony of its brew. You could say we're slightly obsessed. It's our mission to craft the best coffee possible, from green to roast to brew.
I like that.
Sourcing some of the highest quality coffees in the world, we roast them with heaps of love, science, and a keen attention to detail. It is our endless pursuit to provide the highest quality fuel for your morning ritual. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Give that bag some sniffs.
Giving it some sniffs. So we're starting out with the sniffs. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, let's get the color wheels out. Not color wheel, taste wheel. Katie got me messed up. She said color wheel this morning. Okay, sniffs. So sniffs is getting a little bit of Central American in there. Got some nuttiness. Almost like a brownie taste. Smell.
Like the treat? Brownies?
Yeah, like the treat.
Like cacao.
Cacao, yes. Yes.
Get a little bit, but cooked.
Get a little bit of dried fruit. Yes, there was a little bit of that at the end, too. That's what made me go, ooh.
The sharp sweetness, like just like the underlying sharp sweetness.
There.
Get a little licorice.
A little licorice, okay.
Star anise. Black licorice, not the good stuff.
None of it is good, by the way. Yeah, so I'm going to go with
Yeah, what do you say?
Honestly, I think it's got a little bit of a hazelnut nuttiness to it.
Ooh, H-nut, yeah.
And then the cacao. I'm going to go with cacao. That one's
roasted, or cooked.
What, for the
cacao?
Like a roasted cacao. Or I guess chocolate. Dark chocolate? No, it's much deeper than that.
Hazelnut right is there right next to it, though. Cacao. You got cacao nutty. Some in that area. Probably, honestly, dark chocolate and hazelnut.
Yeah, that's really, and then
because the cacao scent you're saying is how I think dark chocolate smells.
Yeah. And then there is a little bit of a berryness to it. I'm gonna go with prune.
Prune.
Going with prune. Yeah, we had some prunes the other day. So that's where I'm at.
It doesn't say the aromas on there. It just has the flavor notes.
I still do not know what they are.
I know. I figured. I was just letting you know.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. All right. So for sniffs, I don't know about you. Does it have a very prominent smell?
I think so. I don't think it tastes or smells like just regular coffee.
Yeah.
It's got a, like I said, it's the, like you said, kind of brownie-esque.
Yeah.
For giving it something outside of the flavor wheel here, like a fresh out the oven brownie.
Yeah. It literally is kind of smelling like it. I'm going to give no sevens, right?
No sevens and no halves or quarters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
8.1. Yeah. I was going to actually give it an eight. So
there we are. 8.1. So 8.05 out of 10.
Getting down to the nitty gritty.
All right. So let's get to the tasting. I do not, while Jack's getting his first sip in.
That's hot.
That is hot. Oh, by the way, we got a new RO system, and this is the first morning cup with the RO system. And
it's my first pour over with it. We've had it for about a week. It's the first time I've done a pour over with it.
Yeah, so to give you guys a little bit of background knowledge on the RO system, reverse osmosis, what we're essentially doing is stripping away all of the minerals that we find in Battle Creek's water. Taking those minerals out using reverse osmosis, and then we're putting in, I think it's what, like magnesium, calcium, and...
Magnesium by...
Potassium?
No. Bicarbonate, Yeah, I tried to look it up the other day for Ricky, and I couldn't find it.
Right.
Even on the third wave water thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where they didn't list what was actually in it. But yeah, so it's three main... It's typically the three main minerals you find in purified water.
Yeah.
Because it's RO water. So we have three filters downstairs on our machine. One does the first cleaning. The second one does the second filtering. And the third one reintroduces those three minerals into the water, because if you use like distilled water, for example, you're not going to be pulling out much of the coffee because there's nothing in there. So yeah, the
no coffee, minerals to attach to.
The coffee needs minerals to pull out the flavor when we're brewing it. And those three minerals are the ones that are the best for pulling out as much coffee as they can without altering flavor a lot.
Yeah. So espresso, super different now. Our adjustments are slightly different, but it should bring out a better quality of coffee. So first sips, give us your input, Jack.
This is good. I like it. It's a Central American coffee through and through. You get the classic nuttiness of a Central American, kind of like a Guatemalan a little bit, I'd say. It's in that kind of neighborhood.
It's a G-Mot. G-Wat? G-Quat. I don't know.
G-Quacks?
Yeah, so it is definitely nutty.
I don't get any sweetness.
Really?
Or if I do get some sweetness, it's kind of on the back end, and it might be a little bit something like a caramel or a burnt sweetness. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe a molasses.
Yeah.
So I read the flavor notes and I don't remember them. So I'm just flying by the seat of my pants now too.
So he's practically going in blind. This is an interesting coffee because I think it's got a little bit of a sweetness. Maybe I'm looking more of a sourness.
It's, well, like I said,
heavy in the nuts.
The sweetness I'm getting is like a cooked sweetness. Kind of along the lines of the brownie, like you were talking about, you know, like I said, caramel, molasses, brown butter, maybe.
It does say brown sugar caramelized here. Even honey
is an option. Yeah. Not really honey. It doesn't have that like vegetal quality that honey has. You know what I mean? Like it's the bacteria. Mm.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with caramelize. The nuttiness is very profound.
Sure is. But if you're looking over here at the nuttiness, it's not hazelnut.
Yeah, no, it tastes more peanutty.
Yeah.
It smelled more on the hazelnut, in my opinion, but it on the taste, on the palate, it's much more of the peanut. And it's there. Like, you get that. It's, yeah, at the end. I really get a nutty flavor. And then I'm still going with a prune, man. There's a dried fruit for sure in there.
What was the sugar you said?
It just says caramelized, so caramel.
Are you ready for the flavors?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Caramel apple.
Ooh, caramel apple. So which one are they getting from that?
Brown sugar.
Okay.
And light grape, which would be that fruitiness.
We're on the right tracks, ladies and gentlemen. That's awesome. I don't know. The apple, I guess, to the acidity, but is it a green? I would
say be the little bit of, well, so usually when I get a caramel apple, I think of them as the sweet and sour, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting the, which could be a little bit of that sour you were noting.
Oh man. Okay. So tastes. It's interesting. I'll give it that. To be honest, I'm going to give it a 6.7 out of 10 for my taste. I find it palatable.
It's kind of lacking on the back end.
And it's very bright up front, which is Jack's saying, which is true, which is why I kind of don't like it a lot. Like, we've had the other ones where, like, the Meyer lemons and all that, like, is all right up front. But they had something else to round it out. It's very high here. And then it drops.
So kinda like the beat.
Yeah.
The Calvin Harris song.
So
you gave it a 6.7.
Yeah. I could not. I just couldn't give it a 7. And
I'm gonna give it a,
it's tough. It's not, like I said,
6.75.
Okay. So 6.72.
I'll give it a 6.7.
Okay. So 6.7 out of 10.
Yeah, we'll make it right.
It's like I said, palatable. It's too bright up front and it doesn't have,
I wouldn't say,
the sweetness is in the wrong spot.
To me, it's not too bright up front. It just doesn't finish well at all. It like you said, it just drops. I wish I could get a little bit more of a nutty lingering, I guess,
yeah,
from the brightness up front.
Or maybe if the caramel was less caramel apple, but more dulce leche.
Yeah, because I mean, I like the sourness of the front. You know that. I like that. But, it doesn't round out well.
Yeah.
It's still a very good cup of coffee.
Like, yeah, it's very palatable.
You know, the reason it's below 7 is because we can't do 7s.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's why.
And I wanted to, if I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to the people that I can't give 7s to, that they're a higher 7 or a higher 6, I wanted to give it a 6.7. So there it is, 6.7 out of 10 on the taste.
Did we get a price on this?
No, but if we're going based off of the other ones, it's going to be mid to high 20s. Yeah, so this Brazil was $19, $19.50 for an Ethiopian. So $20.
Probably 18 or 20, yeah.
Not terrible. Drinkability.
I'm probably going to give it a 6.8.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm not going to finish this cup at all. I would say the reason why it is in the sixes is because of the branding and what they do. So again, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They made me want to buy a $39 bag of coffee. I still kind of do. So, yeah, 6.8 out of 10. Nope. You know what? Scratch that. We're not copying each other. I'm going to give it a 6.3.
All right, cool. Do the math up.
All right. 6.3 plus, what'd you say?
6.5? 6.8 is what I gave it.
Divide that by 20. That is a 6.5 out of 10. Okay, so we got a 6.5 plus
6.7
plus
8.05.
Divide that by 30. That is a 7. Dead 7. Not bad for a pretty kind of an underwhelming first go.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. It just didn't finish enough for me. Had it rounded out with some more nuttiness, I think that would have been an 8.
Yeah.
To me. I also don't see, that's one of those weird things. I'm probably not going to buy a bag of coffee. I probably wouldn't buy that. Now that I would not buy that again.
Yeah.
And it's not really, to me, that's not necessarily like a damning thing.
You would not buy this specific
coffee. Yeah, I would not be put off from buying another one of their coffees. It was roasted well. It tastes good. It smelled good. I just don't think that this coffee is one that I'm going to spend $20 on.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's overpriced. I'm just saying I personally did not enjoy it enough that I would spend that on it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. So 7 out of 10, solid go. Once again, our rating scale 7 is specialty coffee. That's, I believe, the beginning of specialty coffee. And so if you're
a specialty coffee
brand and you're at 7, then boom, you're doing your job. So not everybody can be 9s.
Yeah. It's really coming down outside.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Good luck.
All right. So
that's all we have for today.
That is all we have for the day. Coming up next, we do have another Mexican coffee coming from Sterling Coffee Roasters out of Portland. This 10-ounce bag is a Mexican. It's a washed. It's a Bourbon. And it is grown at 1,200 feet. Sorry, meters elevation. I know the notes, so Jack will be going in blind next time.
So that's another thing about this. It doesn't say what process it was either.
It's got to be a wash.
It has to be.
Got to be a wash. All right. We'll see you guys soon.
Take it easy.